Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pony Development Sync for January 23rd, 2024. I'm your host, Joe McElvain, and with me is
Don Allen.
And we're the only two with you this week. Let's take a look at our auto-generated agenda for the week. There is in the Pony C repo a pull request 4478 editors.md. Add I might pronounce this wrong. Kakoune text editor, perhaps. There is language support apparently within that text editor in the main repository. I'm going to quickly take a peek and see how what that looks like, what that entails. So I'm looking at the pull request that was linked from there into that editor's repository. So it looked like there was an existing Pony syntax in there with only a few. It looks like it only had a few Pony syntax things that it recognized, strings, triple quoted strings, comments. And this new one adds lots of things. Operators, integer literals, float literals, type literals, which are capital. It looks like reasonable. Any objections to merging this pull request for all right.
You doing it or shall I?
I can merge it. We don't need any change log labels for this, right?
No.
Okay. All right, merged it, left a comment saying thanks, and off we go to the next thing on our auto-generated agenda. Let's take a look at the pony-patterns repo pull request 74. Add static constructor pattern. This is from you, Sean, 3 days ago. Looks yes. Like there was some feedback from Brian Hagenson.
Yep.
It's a rather short pattern, so I can quickly take a look here. Yeah, constructors always return an initialized instance of their class. And the solution here is to use a primitive. And yeah, primitive apply. Yep, that's how you would do it. Yep, makes sense. I approve.
We'll squash and merge.
Cool. Taking a look now at RFC's pull request 213. Add constrained types RFC. This is from you, Sean, 17 hours ago. There were some comments from Ryan Hagenson as well. And the intent here is to add in that valid constructor, valid validator pattern that we talked a little bit about last week. Yep. As a standard library. That is fairly simple. Um, So the limitations that you noted, error has to be immutable, which makes sense. At least it seems like a reasonable thing to do for an error. Validators aren't composable. That's something we talked about last week. And you say validating a mutable item is pointless as it could change and go outside our constraints after it's been validated. Therefore, all validated items must be immutable. Yeah, I mean, you could imagine some use cases where like the things that you can mutate are not actually, like if the thing has some immutable let fields, in addition to some mutable things inside it, and like you want to keep it mutable for the other mutable stuff that you didn't validate. Like you could imagine a use case in which like you could argue that there's reasons for that, like with things that are still safe that this doesn't cover, but you could also model those differently. So I'm not too concerned about that. How we teach, how we test. And where this lives. Okay, so this is okay, I see. Yeah, so this is intended to go into the standard library that's part of the Pony distribution, correct?
Yep, but there are alternatives for a few things. Okay. One is where it lives. It could be in a PonyLang org thing, and if we don't want to take it into the standard library, I'll do that. You know, that's fine.
My one, this is like Joe's usual quibble about naming stuff. I think we'll probably come back. We'll see if this is a case where we disagree, as we have sometimes in the past, or if it's something that we would agree on if I state it, which is calling it just like, specifically I'm looking at the class named error. Just calling it error feels like, you know, if I do use, let's see, whatever this package name is, like validation or something. I'm not sure what it's called. Does the name in here somewhere of the package? It's not super important, but I realized
nope, it. Unresolved questions. This package needs a name. I'm thinking constrained underscore types or constrained.
Definitely not constrained.
I would be really hoping to name it something that has the word valid in it, like validator or validation or valid free candy.
Validated types.
Adrian, introduce yourself as you didn't at the beginning.
You just did.
No, do it. Do it.
Yeah, this is Adrian. What about validated types?
So for error, I mean, it could be validation error.
That's what I would like to see.
Or validation errors.
Yes, because you can have multiple. Yes.
I added a comment for that. That seems perfectly fine.
The last thing that's a little bit weird about the error class, I guess, is like the errors method. So you'd have like, if you let's imagine that you had like a your match clause where you're using the library and you're like, okay, let E colon validation errors. Oh no, that's not so bad. Never mind. I'll leave it alone. I'll leave it alone. But yeah. So yeah, that sounds like if you can rename that type, but then there's also the question of the package name. Yeah, I think validated types like Adrian mentioned would be good. I would also be fine with anything that includes the word valid in it, because like everything in here, just like when you're importing a library, I like to have some idea of like what things, if I'm just looking at a source code file, I like to have an idea of like what things came from that import. And it's nice, since all of these things would have the word valid in the type name, it'd be nice if the package name also had the word valid.
So which do you prefer, validated or valid? Should it be this is a valid, or should it be this is a validated?
For the library name or for the type?
For the type.
Hang on a second. There's a primitive called validated. Okay. The validation results. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Validated exists to so that we can have the standard way of what it is, of saying this was good when it came back.
Yeah. I don't care much about valid versus validated. Adrian, your thoughts?
There's no such thing as an invalid U64.
That's not true under how this works.
Well, no, I'm reading this type less than 10 is valid U64.
It could be validated.
Yeah, I think it needs to be validated there. If that's the name you're asking about, I would go with
the constructor for it, should that then be validated constructor? Constructor of validated, what are we talking about here?
Need that change in validated. Okay, I have to read it very heavily. By constructor, do you mean the apply, the name of the primitive?
No, the primitive, the name of the primitive. Right now it's called valid constructor.
Yeah.
So is that validated constructor? It's a constructor of validateds?
Okay. Construct validated.
Make validated? I noticed that used less than 10 and make less than 10. So maybe make validated. I don't know. I'm not strongly opinionated on that.
Make validated or construct validated? Yeah. Which is preferred? Which is preferred, make or construct?
I don't know if we have a preference, in which case probably with the shorter one. It's not really, is it really a constructor in the usual sense of the word constructor?
It is in the sense of, we just merged a pony pattern about this called static constructor. I'll do make validated. So that leaves one last thing, Joe, from all of that. For the validation result, right? We can't use, it can't be validated in error anymore. There needs to be a different marker that one of these things, that a validator can return to say, yes, this is good. You can go ahead and construct the type. Right. So it can't be called validated there, because we're now going to call the class of the thing validated. So, how about that? Primitive on line 25 is called valid.
So you were going to rename error to validation error. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
What about validation result is validation success or validation errors?
Okay. Sounds good.
I'm done quibbling about names. I appreciate the indulgence.
I can do renamings on all of those.
Anything, any other comments, questions from you, Adrian?
No, sir.
I have many things that I can update in that now. Then next week we can make sure I didn't leave any junk residue hanging around. And if not, we can put it in Final Comment.
What did we decide on for the name of the package?
It says a comment on it right now.
I'll refresh.
Validated underscore types.
Okay, cool. All right. Use validated types. Sounds nice. Okay.
Awesome.
We have other underscore packages, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, good. We do. Pony okay. Test, Pony Check being the two that immediately prop to mind. Runtime info.
Okay, cool.
That's actually, at least three that pop to mind.
We're actually creating validated instances, right?
What we're creating is the wrapper that proves it was validated. That's the thing we're creating.
Right, but the end user, the person who uses this library, is creating validating types and validated instances.
You create validators, right?
Yeah.
And
you use the validator in to define
to create it to be able to create a validated type. Yes.
Yeah, I think it's a validating ing type. But now we're doing the name thing again.
I think the like what Adrian's saying is like it is the details of the instance that have been validated, not the details of the type that have been validated.
Yeah, and sometimes minor things like this really confuse me. But what do you mean a validated type?
Well, but it's a new type. It is a new type.
But the new type is not validated. The new type is a validating type that validates the
parameter. I have no idea what a validating type is. That's weird and confusing to me.
Yeah, I don't think it's a validating type either, honestly. Like, because I think that is confusing as well, because a validating type says to me that like the like I mean it, really you're creating a validating function that spits out a type that has been marked as validated. And to me that validated type makes an okay way to think about that.
What it's creating are constrained types, where you can see how it was validated to be within the constraints based on a validator.
I agree that it's a constrained type. I think that's better than valid type, actually. We might need to use the words constrained.
That's why my thoughts were that constrained types was one of my thoughts.
Right. We might need to use both terms, right? Variations of constrain and variations of valid in the naming. So I don't know. I think about the naming offline.
Think about the naming. We can come back. You can comment on it later. But yeah. Yeah, I mean, we could change some of it. It could be that you have a so it could be that it's make constrained for the primitive, right? And that instead of valid, right, or validated, it's constrained, right? But you create a validator, right? And the validator is, you know, validating the constraints on it and then gives you back a constraint thing. It could be something like that.
So that would be like validation result is validation success or validation errors. That would remain as is.
Yep.
You would have validator is still validator. Valid, which we had talked about changing to validated, would change to constrained.
Yep.
And valid constructor, which we talked about changing to make validated, would be make constrained.
Yep.
And then the library name is constrained types. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that sounds generally better.
Okay.
Do you want me to add those comments, or are you updating them now?
I'm adding them.
Okay.
Yep, I think all of that is better, and I'll figure out the places in the this is how it would be used to maybe to see if there's any other change that needs to be there. But I don't think so. I think that's all the renaming. Okay.
Cool. That takes us through our auto-generated agenda. The people have topics to raise for discussion.
I don't.
Me either. I created PRs for my topics.
Yep. Sounds good. Well, in that case, thanks everyone for coming today, and for those who listened to the recording, thank you as well. We'll see you next week.